This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Let's go to Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. You'll find all the property news there. He joins us every Monday night. Good evening, Jonathan.
Good evening, Ross.
So the auction clearance rates, there were still plenty of them around the place, but also the auction clearance rates weren't quite as hot as the previous week, but still plenty of properties being sold right around the country as we speak.
Well, Melbourne had over 1,000, which I guess is probably what we'd call a Super Saturday. They had a clearance rate of 79%, which compared to same time last year, 76%. So they get a tick for being stronger. Sydney's was 81%, and as you say, that was down a little on what was the prior week's record for the year. So 81% was still pretty strong. It was based on about 750 properties that went up on the weekend, Ross. And this time last year, the Sydney clearance rate was 75%. So it's considerably higher. So, you know, there's no doubt that the momentum, the juggernaut of Sydney property price growth is underway. And I think that's what CoreLogic are going to show in the August figures.
Yeah, that's curious to note. Although I did spot, and we spoke a little earlier on the program with Harley Dale from the Housing Industry Association, the chief economist there, about housing, the housing sales, housing starts being at two-year lows. Now, that doesn't augur well for the economy. It doesn't augur well necessarily for the long term of property prices if the demand for new houses is starting to wane.
However, it probably does help underpin established house prices in a sort of a strange sort of way. I mean, it is interesting. You know, Glenn Stevens gave a fascinating interview the other day to the Australian newspaper, and he indicated that APRA's attempts to tame, you know, the excesses of the housing market had been more successful than he thought would have occurred. But you know, he's going to pass the baton to the new bloke, Philip Lowe, and I think it's a tough call. What do the RBA and APRA do this spring?
It's so true, because you want to build more houses to keep the economy sizzling along. But if you stop the building of new houses, the economy starts to slow and more people become unemployed. So that's counterproductive. But interest rates are already close to zero, so you can't really cut interest rates terribly much. What do you do? Well, I think that's the scenario that really is in front of us right now.
That's right. We know that macroeconomic measures are invariably tricky. And what has happened since APRA, I think it's Christmas of 2 years ago, decided to put the brakes on the bank's lending growth of more than 10% per annum, is that there's been a flood of borrowing by the non-bank lenders.
Yes.
I noticed AFG the other day indicated that there'd been 300% growth in non-bank applications June quarter this year versus June quarter last year.
So, and just a quickie before I let you go, and that is, I noticed that the Australian Test cricketer Peter Siddle has sold his place, got a decent old pile for it as well.
Gorgeous place down there in Ormond in the Sand Belt. It was passed in at $2.2 million, and I think he got $2.5 million. But they're off to do a bit of a home build down in the Bayside suburbs there.
Tell you what, that's not a bad deal, is it? Good to be a Test cricketer around the place. Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. We'll speak to you next Monday night. Thanks for your time, Jonathan.
No worries, Ross.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.